Session of the Associate Students to order here at 5:30 p.m. convening April 1st, 2026 in the Rita Lott Senate Chambers and via Zoom. With that being said, moving on to Agenda Item 2, compliance with Nevada Open Meeting Law. Agenda Item 2A was the agenda posted 3-4 working days by 9 a.m., not including the meeting date was. Agenda Item 2B is the meeting taking place on the day of the week, month, day, year, and time and location listed on the agenda. It is. Agenda Item 2C is the Zoom link working and available to the public. It is. Moving on to Agenda Item 3, Pledge of Allegiance and Landing Algebra. Please stand. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please remain standing for our landing acknowledgments. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada is situated on the traditional homelands of the Northern Paiute, Washoe, Western Shoshone, and Southern Paiute peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for indigenous peoples, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. You may now be seated. Moving on to Agenda Item 4, roll call the Secretary, not call the roll, please.
Speaker Ackland.
Present.
Senator Atkinson.
Present.
Senator Banks.
Present.
Senator Barris.
Present.
Senator Benuto.
Present.
Senator Barjlaw.
Present.
Senator Bolander.
Tardy excused.
Senator Burroughs.
Present.
Senator Calderon.
Present.
Senator Castro.
Present.
Senator Dayton.
Present.
Senator DeBarger.
Present.
Senator Evans.
Present.
Senator Huang.
Present.
Parliamentarian Issa.
Present.
Senator Johnson.
Present.
Senator Kitch.
Present.
Senator Lawson.
Present.
Senator McAndrews.
Present.
Speaker Pro Tempore Moss.
Present.
Senator Newbell.
Present.
Senator Potter.
Present.
Senator Radke.
Present.
Senator Saporito.
Present.
Senator Shrunk.
Present.
Senator Villa.
Present.
A quorum is present.
All right, thank you. Real quick, before we move on to Agenda Item 5, adoption of minutes, I have a quick announcement to make. I will be resigning from speaker today. This is my last day. April Fool's. All right. I want to make sure everyone's awake. All right, moving down to Agenda Item 5, adoption of minutes. There are no minutes to be approved of at this time. Moving on to Agenda Item 6, public comment. Is there any public comment? Please state your name and position for the record. And then when the mic pops up.
Senators,
and
enjoy your last two meetings of the 93rd.
Any other public comment at this time?
Seeing none, moving on to agenda item 7, receipts and petitions. There are no receipts and petitions at this time. Seeing none, moving on to agenda item 8, reports of issue and officers. President Agawam, do you have a report?
Yes, I do. Sorry for the vocal fry today. I've lost my voice, and so if I just sound like this, like, I do sincerely apologize. But a couple of quick notes. We will be giving reports next. We can also make them talking to Speaker Ackland, but Luis Aguilar Herrera about the state of the university addresses. So we'll be doing that as well as reports. And so please hunker down for that. It's just going to be a really good opportunity for all of our cabinet officers to go say goodbye in a formal setting, as well as us going to do the review for just the association year that we've had in the past year. And then in addition to that, we're super excited to go see all the people who have registered to be at Banquet at Banquet next Thursday at 6 o'clock p.m. over at Lawler Event Center. And so with that said, please also go make sure, and sorry, Speaker Ratton, you were able to complete the rewards, right? But yeah, so disregard that message, that's one for counted. So we're very much looking forward to celebrating everyone's accomplishments as well as having the interns there, and we're just looking forward to a very great opportunity to celebrate the session. Do we have any questions regarding the AC1 banquet? Also, another thing that I'd like to note that I almost forgot about is that today Director Hess is going to be giving a presentation, or GIFA is going to be presenting a piece of legislation about clubs and organizations and expanding the tier system. And really the mindset behind that is that it allows the director as well as the rest of the leadership team within the clubs and organizations department to offer more discretionary funding when special circumstances arise. Now please do look into the legislation, it's very strategically written, because there are some years where we have not many sitting there. I'm so sorry. Like Maestro is like getting more and more weak as I continue to talk. But so some years we do have incentive that count, and so we want to make sure that we can distribute it to the students if it's appropriate. But also within the legislation, there's a special clause that says that the director at any point could go shut the tier down if they feel like they don't have money to accommodate everyone, which is the rest of the general fund that we've been practicing for the past couple of years. So once again, it's strategically done, and so it allows there to be a little bit of movement and a lot of interpretation from the directors, whether there's a lot of money there or not. But we just want to make sure that clubs and organizations get as much access as possible. It's not just like sitting there. Any questions regarding that as well?
Vice President McNamara, do you have a report? Director Hess, do you have a report? Does anyone else in Prescott have a report? Okay. All righty. I think that's the quickest one we've ever done. Moving down to myself from my report. Timeline for today's meeting, as you guys saw, we have 8 pieces for second reading. As of right now, I have, I believe, 5 pieces for second reading next week. Does anyone else have any other pieces they're going to be sending with me within the next day? I know Senator Barris, Senator Banks, Representative Issa, Senator Bardwaj, anybody else? Okay. Like I said, you guys know the drill. I agendize it 5:30 every Wednesday, so if you have something, please send it to me beforehand. Due to the fact it's the last meeting, if you know you guys are running around and you have a typo or need to still write a fast-track memo, and you send it to me after 5:30, I will try to make sure it's on the agenda, but just don't send it to me at like 9 p.m. because if that's the case, it'll get moved to the next session. So there's that. And then for next meeting too, in collaboration with Senator Kitch, we have Provost Thompson coming in to present. He's probably gonna come in for maybe like 10, 15 minutes of a presentation. You guys will have probably a couple questions, I'm guessing, so there's that going on next week. Sine die. And then afterwards too, all of the superlatives that we have, due to the fact that kind of tradition, once the last meeting is over, everyone, you know, steps out, takes pictures, everyone takes pictures with each other, yada, yada. I figured that we should just do superlatives after that meeting. Hopefully we don't get out at 10 based on the agenda and how it's looking. I can't imagine we're gonna get out at 10, but I figured it'll take probably 10, 15 minutes to do all the fun, quirky superlatives. So please, if you wanna stay, and because you're probably nominated for an award, it'd be a little awkward if you left and just have an award that you can accept. So please, I'm asking if you guys can stay a little bit after. It'll be, for some of you, it'll be the last time you guys get to be in the chamber, so enjoy it while you can. I know I am. So yeah, that's everything going on with Banquet and superlatives. Clarification too, we're doing like the funny superlatives. So that'll be next week, and then Banquet will be for like best senator, best committee, best intern, all that stuff, everything associated with that. With the composite, I do have an update on that. Unfortunately, we are not able to put it in the Senate chambers, but I'm going to get it printed this weekend and framed, and I'm just going to make it a tradition that is the speaker who is in charge of printing out the composite every summer for the new session, and they're just going to keep it in the speaker's office. So there's, if you guys have been in there, there's plenty of room on those big walls. So 20, 25 years from now, there's just going to be a bunch of composite pictures of past 20 to 25 sessions in the speaker's office. So an update on that. So I will reveal it at the meeting, of course. So, you know, maybe I'll have a, like, what's it called? Like a cloth over it. We can do like the reveal, so we can do that. But then it'll just get placed in the speaker's office for future generations to look at. Let's see, banquet, composite, superlatives, legislation, presentations. I think that's pretty much it regarding my speaker report. No oversight report due to the fact oversight last met before spring break, and you guys do not have any more outreach. I hope you guys are still doing your due diligence and maybe writing pieces, talking with constituents, tabling, meeting with people in your college, your deans and stuff like that. So I hope everything is going well in your guys' last week of the 93rd. Does anybody have any questions, comments, concerns regarding anything I made it stated for my speaker report? Okay. Cool. Moving down to agenda item 9, reports of Senate committees, starting off with Senator Kitsch for the Academics and Student Affairs.
Good evening, Senator, for the record. For the ASA, I'll clarify those companies coming next to the speaker of the CI, I've already provided clarification on that. The Congress needs to move past the support of it back in November. So I'm willing to do that in the next time because we need to cut the poll up. So, anyways, ASA met for the last time on Monday at 4:30 in the Business Club Conference Room. Minutes and report the last time. I said on Monday, my team members, and I'll say it again, please send me if you pick up where some contact, what you guys work on with them, anything else for future senators who have that position. Please, I'll be adding the letter box. So far, Senator Gibbs has been only willing to send me anything, which means that I think the rest of you, which there is the interview. So we're getting 18 teams messages right now. That's about it.
Committee on Budget and Finance, Speaker Pro Tempore Moss.
The Committee on Budget and Finance met yesterday at 6:30 p.m. in the Joe to look at two pieces of legislation that'll be on the floor next week. We favorably recommended both pieces, and we're excited to see those pieces come to the table. And I officially made the decision, I told the committee yesterday, but we won't be meeting next week, just to kind of respect sine die. So BNF is officially done. It was an honor to pick up the mantle from Senator Maselli and finish up the session strong. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Moving down our list to the Committee on Democratic Civic Engagement, Parliamentarian ESA.
Parliamentarian ESA, for the record. Good evening, Senators. The committee convened for its final meeting of the 93rd session yesterday, March 31st, where we approved minutes and favorably recommended SBR 93, a binding resolution to reform and clarify the duties of the Committee on Democratic Civic Engagement, which will also be seen on the committee at the Committee on Government Operations on April 8th. The committee also engaged in a lengthy and heartfelt discussion reflecting on the past session. Members shared insights on the committee's accomplishments and also candidly evaluated areas for improvement, discussing challenges related to our liaison contacts, consistency in responsibilities, and maintaining engagement on non-election cycles. Importantly, these key takeaways, recommendations, and institutional knowledge from our discussion will be passed on to the chair at the 94th session, and these recommendations are intended to provide continuity, strengthen the committee's foundation, and ensure that future leadership can build upon the progress made this year. As the committee adjourns for the session, it does so with a strong sense of accomplishment and a shared commitment to continuous improvement. I thank all members who have served, both past and present. I yield.
Thank you. Moving down to the Committee on IDEA, Senator Castro.
Senator Castro, for the record, IDEA will meet for the last time this session next Friday. We'll review 3 minutes and share a potential opportunity to present to the Diversity Summit. This meeting is delayed because the Diversity Summit will not determine whether or not we are presenting it until this Friday. So therefore, I wanted everyone who's in the committee to know. Also, if you're not going to be in the committee next semester, we'll talk about what preparations for this presentation mean. Additionally, I ask in advance that members of the committee begin putting together a summary of their liaison communications and committee.
apologies, did you say next Friday that you guys are meeting?
Yes.
Signing die basically means that the session is over, like it is done. So next Friday you would not be able to meet because the Senate is ending next Wednesday.
Oh.
So.
I guess you guys got a pretty off.
Already moving down to the Committee on Government Operations, Senator Bellender.
Mailbox is done. We're meeting next Wednesday at 10 a.m. So we need last section pieces, send them my way. We're going to have the audit on the table on Wednesday. I'm agendizing tonight.
Senator Bellender, do you know what time you're agendizing? Okay. Do you have a count of how many pieces you're going to have on the table for the committee?
I know I have separated. I know I have the audit. And that's all I know I have.
Okay.
Did you wanted to send one, right?
I don't think so. I'll send you a list after meeting and we can talk just to make sure that everything is according to what your committee needs and every piece of legislation will be put on, so we can talk after.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Alrighty, moving down to the Committee on SSW, Senator Barris.
Senator Barris, for the record, SSW met for the last time today at 4 o'clock in Room 317, the Joe Fogg Student Union. We favorably recommended SR93, a resolution in support of National Youth HIV/AIDS Awareness Day, which will be seen next week on the table. I just want to thank my committee for all the hard work you put in this last semester, and it's been an honor to be your chair.
Moving down to the Special Committee on Food Insecurity, Senator Saporito.
Hey everyone, running the session for the committee off to the front end with the farmer's market that we executed the week before spring break. In the session, we, I'd say officially gained some sort of legitimacy within UNRA's and the CSC, which hopefully can put the committee onto a very strong start because it's coming into the next session. There'll be one piece or two pieces coming next meeting for that, sorry about that. Also, we're continuing as the session ends, planning with some of our targeting to these best ways to further assist PAC provisions. If any of you guys are interested, myself, Tony Ortega, and Amy Cookis will be looking at Sierra Hall to see if there's any future locations we can move PAC provisions. And we're also continuing to advocate and reach out to some members to bring them to campus and show them what our sources and things like. So that's going to be it.
Thank you. Moving down, Parliamentarian Issa, you have a report.
Parliamentarian Issa, for the record. Hello again, Senators. Earlier today, I updated the legislation tracker to reflect the most recent actions taken by the Senate and its committees. As we begin to close out the 93rd session, I want to remind all Senators to please ensure that your legislation is fully updated in the tracker as we close out the session. And Senator Bellender kind of mentioned it a little bit, but additionally, I've been working closely with Senator Bellender to compile the full findings of the Committee on Government Operations SAS audit into comprehensive legislation. At this time, the bill is 17 pages long and includes 7 addendums, so given its length and importance, I strongly encourage everyone to review the bill carefully once it reaches the Senate table. And as always, if anyone has any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to me.
Thank you. I hope everybody reads the agenda beforehand, but I know everybody does not. So I strongly urge you, if you do not read agendas, you should at least read the last meeting due to the fact there's going to be a lot on the agenda. It's going to be, you know, now or never. So I strongly urge you guys to read the agenda just to make sure we're not going back and forth and asking questions that if you simply read the agenda, we'd be able to get answered. So thank you for that. Speaker Pro Tempore Moss, do you have a report?
Not much to report today. Just a couple things. The legacy box is basically updated at this point. So if you're a committee, how I did it this year is I organized it by files. So if you are Senate leadership, there is your own file in the 93rd Senate legacy box file. That's for anything in regards to your position in Senate leadership. Then committee chairs, y'all have your own file as well. That's just for committee chair stuff. Not like your work as a senator, that's just for your work as a committee chair. And then each senator is in the senator file in the 93rd, and y'all will have your own documents in each thing for you to file. I just have to get around to downloading all the separate Google Docs as Word docs and putting them into each person's file so that when you edit one, it doesn't edit all of them. So please fill out the Senate legacy box. Very important, very good historical record and great transition documents for the next Senate. And then I'm also working on a piece of legislation, we'll see it, signee die, that I've been working with Chief of Staff Diedrich on to reform the ASUN Senate internship, or not Senate internship, just the ASUN internship as a whole, and just to kind of, you know, codify best practices, what we're doing right now, that kind of stuff. Should be a common sense piece of legislation, just, you know, codifying what we are doing already with each internship and the internship as a whole. But yeah, that's where we stand with my report. I can take any questions if y'all have them.
Any questions at this time? Any questions in relation to agenda items 9A through J? Lovely. Alrighty. Moving down our list of agenda item 10, reports of Senate Secretaries. Do you guys have anything?
No, we do not have a report at this time.
Thank you, guys. Moving past agenda items 11, 12, 13, 14, moving down to agenda item 15, first reading of legislation. I'm seeking a motion to approve agenda items 15A through B through unanimous consent. So moved by Senator Bardwell. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Parliamentarian Issa. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? And that being said, those pieces of legislation have been referred for first reading. Moving down our list to agenda item 16A, SBR 93, binding resolution to update the ASUN Faculty of the Year Award. I'll read out that fast track memo as follows. Hello, Speaker Ackland, esteemed members of the 93rd. I'm requesting that the ASUN Senate fast track SBR 93, a binding resolution to update the ASUN Faculty of the Year Award. The binding resolution works with SB 93, a bill to update the ASUN Faculty of the Year Award, to formally change the statute of the Associate Students to accurately reflect the award changes. I forgot to write a binding resolution when I wrote the main bill, which is why I'm requesting to fast track it tonight. The text of both bills is relatively the same. Fast tracking this binding resolution will allow both relevant pieces to be seen in the same meeting. Thank you for your consideration. Respectfully, Senator Kitsch. Alrighty. With that being said, I'm seeking a motion to fast track agenda item 16A through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Parliamentarian Issa. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Barris. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? With that being said, agenda item 16A has been fast tracked. Moving down our list to agenda item 16B, SB 93, a bill to allocate $1,300 of the Senate outreach for upcoming Engage Veteran Services event. I'll read the fast track memo as follows. Dear Speaker Ackland, esteemed members of the Senate, the purpose of this memo is to request consideration and approval of SB 93 as we approach the conclusion of the 93rd session. I want to ensure the Senate has the opportunity to support this important event hosted by Veteran Services. The Engage event will welcome Medal of Honor recipient Clinton, how do you say his last name?
Ramachet.
And provide student veterans, guard, and reserve members, and the broader campus community with the opportunity to hear firsthand about leadership, resilience, and military service. Additionally, the event is scheduled to take place during the first week of the 94th session. Advancing this legislation now would ensure the necessary support can be provided in time for the event and will allow the Senate to contribute to what could serve as a meaningful send-off as we conclude the 93rd session. From a financial perspective, the approval of SB 93 represents an efficient use of existing funds. As of January 2026, the Senate outreach budget has not been utilized, leaving a remaining balance of $2,875. In addition, funds from vacant senator and chair positions total $7,371.20. A portion of these funds have been allocated to the Senate outreach budget to support student events, initiatives such as this one. This request will support veteran services while allowing other senators the ability to host events before the session concludes. For these reasons, I'm respectfully asking that SB 93 be considered for fast track approval so that the Senate may act in a timely manner to assist veteran services with this important event. Thank you respectfully, Senator Saporito. With that being said, I'm seeking a motion to fast track agenda item 16B through unanimous consent. So moved by Senator Calderon. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Parliamentarian Issa. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? With that being said, that bill has been fast-tracked. moving past agenda item 17. We're going to be skipping down to agenda item 18G, SB 93, a bill to create specialty funding tier and club support funding policy. Director Hess, would you want to give a brief synopsis? And then who is the sponsor of the bill?
Senator Warren.
Cool.
So essentially, President Applebaum and I worked to create this bill to add a specialty funding tier to the club support funding manual. We really wanted to foster student engagement, leadership development, and pride through this bill, and we want to provide additional funding for certain clubs and organizations that exceed standard expectations in a given fiscal year through exceptional achievement, expanding programming, and or significant competitive achievement. Essentially, this bill would be giving $1,000, 100% funded, based on the qualifications that they either qualify for a regional and or national competition after exhausting their travel funding tier, plan a large-scale community service event after exhausting their community service and social justice tier, or need to purchase specialized equipment necessary for the operations after exhausting operations funding tier. This bill also provides the flexibility for the director of clubs and organizations to suspend access if there is not a surplus of funds during the year, and it would be adopted starting in the 2026 to 2027 HVAC fiscal year.
Any questions for Director Hess at this time? Senator Saporito.
Senator Saporito for the record. Do you guys ever think about bringing back the AAC on the clubs and organization funds or reimbursements that they were initiated in previous years?
Can you maybe be a little bit more specific as to what you're talking about?
Someone was discussing with me like before this meeting that in previous years there was this refund system where certain clubs or organizations could get reimbursements. Do you have any information on that?
If you have, I apologize.
Any other questions at this time? Does the body give permission for Luis to speak?
Yeah.
I just want clarification. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Senator Paul.
HOA doesn't do reimbursements, so I'm just kind of looking at this. Can you tell me more off the record so we can talk about it? I don't want to delay the meeting, but.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Director Hess at this time? Any questions for Senator Bolander at this time? All righty. Seeing none, we're going to be moving on to a debate for agenda item 18G. Any forms of debate at this time? All righty. Seeing none, we're moving on to a vote for agenda item 18G, SB 93, a bill to create specialty funding tier and the club support funding policy. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions? Oi. In the chamber, the ayes have it, and that bill is passed. Alrighty, moving back up on our agenda to agenda item 18A, SB 93, a bill to update the HOA Faculty of the Year Award with the author of the piece by David Bruce synopsis. Bless you.
Then the
combined resolution says the exact same thing. I just forgot to write it per my, but yeah, any questions at this time?
No questions? Alrighty, seeing none, moving on to a debate for agenda item 18A. Are there any forms of debate at this time? Seeing none, moving on to a vote for agenda item 18A, SB 93, a bill to update the Aishwin Faculty of the Year award. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions? Oy. In the chamber, the ayes have it, that bill is passed. Lovely. Senator Kitch, moving on to agenda item 18B, SBR 93, binding resolution to update the Aishwin Faculty of the Year award. Do you still want to?
Yeah, it's the exact same wording, so.
Cool. Is there any damning questions that anybody needs to ask? No? All right. Seeing none, moving on to a debate. Are there forms of debate at this time? Seeing none, moving on to a vote for agenda item 18B, SBR 93, binding resolution to update the Aishwin Faculty of the Year award. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions? Oy. In the chamber, the ayes have it, and that binding resolution is passed. Moving down to agenda item 18C, SB 93, a bill to allocate $1,300 of the Senate outreach for upcoming Engage Veteran Services event. Senator Saporito, go ahead.
So we accidentally didn't use the veterans accounts when we did the veterans luncheon earlier in the year. We used something else. And then, you know, we talked to DC for a couple of all-star for the informal town, but we were in conversations in DC saying, how can we assist veteran services other ways for this school year? And then we assisted them through an IPA request mainly, which will be the Founding Events Week. And the Engage event, which is this thing the title one? Is this, can you say the title one more time?
The full building?
Yeah.
SB 93, a bill to allocate $1,300 of the Senate outreach for upcoming Engage Veteran Services event.
Okay, sorry about that. Okay, yeah, so this is for the Clinton Roman State Medal of Honor recipient that's coming. We just want to do one last thing to send it off for the 93rd session and keep maintain a stable relationship with Veteran Services. Chai and John have come in the last couple of meetings and they've been really passionate about this event, so this is probably going to be one of the biggest things that they're doing this year, if not in the last couple of years. So it costs a lot of money for them, and we're just trying to do something any way we can. So.
Any questions for the author at this time? Seeing none, moving on to a debate. Are there any forms of debate at this time? Alrighty. Seeing none, moving on to a vote for agenda item 18C, SB 93, a bill to allocate $1,300 of the Senate outreach for upcoming Engage Veteran Services event. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions? Oy. In the chamber, the ayes have it, and that bill is passed. Alrighty, we are going through these pretty quick. Moving down our agenda to agenda item 18D, SB 93, bill to allocate $1,300 of the current unused funds placed for vacant seats within the Senate into the Senate outreach budget for FY 2026. Senator Saporito, go ahead.
This is my hand. So we technically should have done the other way because we needed to put money to the outreach fund to do the event that we just passed. But this is the $1,300 that's for the Engage event. So if you guys say yes, I'd really appreciate it. That's pretty much it. Thank you.
Any questions at this time? Seeing none, moving on to a debate. Are there any forms of debate at this time? Seeing none, moving on to a vote for agenda item 18B, SB 93, a bill to allocate $1,300 of the current unused funds placed for vacant seats within the Senate into the Senate outreach budget for FY 2026. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions? Oy. In the chamber, the ayes have it, and that bill is passed. Moving down our list to agenda item 18E, SR 93, a resolution supported the establishment of a College of Veterinary Medicine at the University of Nevada, Reno. Senator McAndrews, go ahead.
Hello, everyone. So basically, this is for supporting the vet college that is proposed in border regions. That official meeting is going to take place in May, already passed committee this past March. Basically, why I brought it to the table is we are like the liaisons basically for our student body, and this is a really great way to overall like bring a greater industry to Nevada, but bring more opportunities for our students.
Lovely, thank you. Any questions for Senator McAndrews at this time? No questions. Moving on to a debate. Are there any forms of debate at this time? Senator Barris.
I think, Senator Barris, for the record, I think this is a great piece. I think having a veterinary school in Northern Nevada is a great opportunity for students to not only get more expansive education, but I think it also puts us on the map in some kind of way, so I will be in support of this piece. I think you did a great job on this, Senator McAndrews.
Thank you, Senator Barris, for the first point of debate. Appreciate it. Speaker Pro Tempore Moss.
I just wanted to say very well done on the piece. I'm very much in support, and I'm going to be excited voting yes on this tonight because this has been an ongoing effort for, it feels like years at this point. I remember being Director of Government Affairs in the 92nd session and going to the legislature during the interim with Senator Pickrell, the cabinet senator at the time, and giving public comment for veterinary programs. And I think, like Senator Barris said, it's time to put us on the map for having access to these programs for our students, and I think the effort you've made is noble, Senator McAndrews, and I'm excited to vote yes on this tonight.
Any other points of debate? Senator Banks, I see your hand. Any other forms of debate at this time? All right. Seeing none, moving on to a vote for agenda item 18E, SR 93, a resolution supporting the establishment of a College of Veterinary Medicine at the University of Nevada, Reno. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions, oy. Here in the chamber, the ayes have it, and that resolution has passed. Alrighty, moving down our list to agenda item 18F, SB 93, an act to establish non-binding voter engagement and demographic surveys on the Aishwin general election ballot. Parliamentarian Issa, go ahead.
Parliamentarian Issa, so I'm going to be killing this bill tonight. So the original intent of this bill was to provide an opportunity for students to provide data to the association when they go into those, that we see which sorts of groups of students are actually showing up to our elections and which sorts of students are actually, you know, ASUMs to reach out to a little more often. But it's been brought to my attention by Senior Associate Director Kokis that we could pull most of that information just from the people who already voted in the database that the CSC has. So there is absolutely no point to pass this bill. During discussion, I will make a motion to kill it. I am not.
Lovely. Any questions? No. All right. Moving on to a debate. Parliamentarian Issa.
I move to table SB 93, an act to establish a non-binding voter engagement and demographic survey on the ASUN general election ballot indefinitely through unanimous consent.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Barris. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? With that being said, that bill has been indefinitely tabled. Alrighty. I think we're going to get out of here by 6:30, and that, I think, is a new record with 8 pieces of legislation. So, props, I guess. Moving down our list to our last piece of legislation, agenda item 18H, SR 93, resolution in support of affirming the value of non-professional degrees. Would the authors like to give a brief synopsis?
Yes, Senator Barris, for record. So this piece was originally seen as a joint resolution with Faculty Senate. However, they were in support of the piece, but they did not want to sign on as a joint resolution. I mentioned this meetings previous. It was also brought to our attention by one of the members of Faculty Senate that we had misinterpreted what the Big Beautiful Bill had impact had on graduate students seeking loans in the future. So we added a whole bunch about federal assistance. I definitely recommend to read the piece if you have not already. But basically, the Big Beautiful Bill has proposed restructuring graduate lending, including the elimination of the Federal Direct Graduate Plus Loan Program, which would remove an important financial cushion that students have when they're seeking a graduate degree. And this loan also covered the remaining educational costs for reaching annual or lifetime borrowing limits. The elimination of the Federal Direct Graduate Plus loan program may force graduate students to rely on private student loan markets to finance their education. And these loans often require strong credit histories or cosigners while imposing higher interest rates, variable terms, and fewer borrower protections than federal student aid programs. And if you look at the financial aid website that's going through UNR, you can see they have a whole section about how the Big Beautiful Bill affects financial aid, so I definitely recommend you give that a read. But Senator Saperito, do you have anything to add?
Senator Barris basically said everything. The BBB is getting rid of the Grad Plus program. So if you're in colleges, nursing, or education or social work, and you're going into these pristine, high reputable colleges for grad school, you're not going to have any federal assistance, basically, if you cap out. And then by going to the private sector, gaining private loans, there's going to be higher interest rates, there's going to be less amount of necessary oversight, and there's going to be probably more walls or barriers for like very vulnerable groups to be accessing these loans in the first place, like credit score or economic stability. So getting rid of this Grad Plus program basically pushes these economically vulnerable communities from not getting this education that would make them, you know, secure. But that's pretty much everything.
Are there any problems?
Sorry.
Go ahead.
My fault. I wrote this down so I wouldn't forget. So if we pass this, it's going to be enacted sometime in June. There's a 60 to 90 day window for colleges or advocacy groups or student governments like us to be sending pieces to federal administrations basically saying, you know, don't do this. And if these federal agencies don't give an adequate response, either the DOE or federal judges should push back on the bill themselves back in Washington. So yeah, if we pass this, it could actually do something.
I love to hear it. Are there any other authors on these pieces? Or is it just you two? Okay. Any questions for the authors at this time? Sorry, Barbwash.
Just curious, why doesn't Section 7 of the
Sarah Bear's record. Originally, Sarah Saperito had put filler as the title, and we both agreed that that wasn't a sufficient title name, and we couldn't come up with anything else, so we left it blank.
Sarah Saperito, would you like to comment?
Yeah, if I could, also answer that question. You know, I got rid of filler, and as an inside joke for a second, Sarah said, Sarah Bear said, if you don't put a title, that's hard. That's tough.
Alrighty, well, thank you for that much needed context. Any other questions for the authors at this time? Alrighty, seeing none, moving on to a debate for agenda item 18H. Are there any forms of debate at this time? Senator Barbwash, Department of Attorney Issa.
I do think this bill is very hard and very tough. I'm very glad that you guys wrote this. I think that it's nice to see on Twitter or like with Yak that like students are mad about, you know, the impacts of the Big Beautiful Bill in terms of quote unquote non-professional degrees. But it's always nice to have it codified, and much more so when there's a resolution with 167 lines and 7 sections on how the students are impacted and where they stand, both as an association and as a student body. Also going to be voting very happily yes in support of this bill, and props to you guys for writing this big, beautiful, amazing resolution, so props to you.
Alright, Parliamentarian Issa and Senator Radke.
Parliamentarian Issa for the record. I just want to commend Senator Barris and Senator Saperito, as well as the plethora of other co-authors on this piece for not only writing such what I think is one of the most detailed pieces of legislation I have ever read thus far, but also one that actually, a resolution that will actually have an impact on our community. And typically resolutions don't really go that far, but this one I can tell is gonna get some more. So I'll be voting enthusiastically in favor for this, so props to y'all.
Nice. Also, make sure you guys send. Sorry, Senator Reck. Also, make sure with any legislation in period, make sure you guys actually send it to.
There goes this.
I guess I was talking for too long. Just make sure you guys send your resolutions, binding resolution or bills to the affected authors that may be in part due to the fact that their names are on this. This is a public body. So just make sure you guys send those pieces that the, I guess, people this may be affecting or organizations that may be affecting, if you guys haven't been doing that already. Sarah Wright, you can go ahead. Apologies.
I think this is a great piece. The degrees that would be affected is social work. And I talked to a lot of my constituents about the Big Beautiful Bill. And they're scared because they can't afford to go to grad school. And in social work, if you don't have your master's, you're not going to get very far. So I think it's a great piece. And I'm definitely voting yes.
Senator Atkinson.
Really similar to Senator Bradkey. You're not going to get anywhere without a master's degree or a clinical doctorate for speech pathology and audiology. And I also support the constituents, and I was really concerned with data. And so I'm really happy to see this piece on the table. I think it's going to be really impactful. I know a lot of students in my college are grateful for this. Yeah.
Any other forms of debate at this time? Any comments? I'm ready. Seeing now, moving on to a vote for agenda item 18H, SR93, resolution support of affirming the value of non-professional degrees. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions, oy. Here in the chamber, the ayes have it, and that resolution is passed. Alrighty, it is 6:17. We are on agenda item 19. I'm pretty sure we had summer meetings that were longer than this one, so cool. Makes it a little easier, so I get to write my essay after this. So thank you guys for that. Really appreciate it. Agenda item 19A, Senate Committee Changes and Additions. Okay, thank you. Moving on to agenda item 19B, Senate Reports. Are there any Senate Reports at this time? Senator Banks.
Senator Banks, for the record, I just want to apologize for my absence last week. I was out of town at a conference, so I want to actually pass some bills next week. So I would appreciate some support on that. You know, thank you guys for a cool session. I guess somebody's coming in pretty good. So that is my report.
Just for the record, in case anybody wants to work on these pieces, I know a lot of stuff is happening, a lot of people are working on stuff. Would you like to talk about your two pieces?
Oh, yeah. So I got to say my name again?
No, you're good.
Okay. Yeah, so one piece is for engineering college boards. The dean is proposing a space for them because they keep getting kicked out of campus due to research labs and stuff like that. So it's a resolution basically supporting that. So if anybody would like to help on that, college of engineering, then you guys quite like that. Another one is for multicultural Greek fraternities, also being able to be involved in tailgates as well. There's not a lot of representation out there, at least from what I've seen my 3 years here. So I want to just, you know, put that out there a little bit, maybe get them some representation. So if anybody would like to support me.
Any other Senate reports at this time? Senator Barris, go ahead.
Senator Gersh, for the record, on Monday, Senator Potter and I will be attending the brick-laying ceremony for the new public health lab building on campus. We look very excited. I let Dr. Jim Bellamy know that we would both be in attendance, so we're going to be able to speak with other faculty and administrators within the School of Public Health, so it's just a really good opportunity, but we're both pretty excited for it, so it's good work.
All right, thank you. I saw a hand down there, far right of the table. Senator Dayton, go ahead.
Hi, everyone. I'm Senator Dayton, for the record. With Friday morning spring break, I was able to meet
any other Senate reports, by the way? Reports? I'm not a senator, but I will give my report anyways. Our report. I'm bringing two pieces to the table next week. One of them is the PR piece that I've been working with Director Mendoza on, which expands the Department of PR. So you guys will be seeing that piece next week. It was passed in Budget and Finance yesterday. And then my other piece is a pretty much complete overhaul of the duties of the Speaker of the Senate. I pretty much gut and revamp the entire duties. There's a lot of stuff I'm kind of keeping, but I'm adding some stuff and taking out some stuff that just isn't really necessary or is completely outdated. Like one of them was about enrolling bills, and I'm like, I've been here 3 years, nobody's ever done that, so I just want to take that out. And then a lot of stuff is kind of adding on or codifying a lot of stuff I've done, whether it's writing legislation, codifying presentations with the speaker, reaches out to different faculty and admin on campus, yada yada. You guys will see that next week, so I just wanted to kind of let you guys put that on your radar. Any other Senate reports before we move on? Alrighty. Moving on to agenda item 20, comments and announcements. Any comments and announcements at this time? Senator Bartwatch, go ahead.
I want to thank all you guys for giving me a very special experience here at the University of Colorado. I'm very thankful for my time in the association, and I'll take my experiences with me to the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, where I'll be transferring beginning, what day is it? Oh, April. Yeah, April Fool's. I yield, but I still want to recognize my appointment to now experiencing the association very special. So, like, towards the end, I wanted to shout you guys out for being so cool and awesome.
Thank you for that, Senator Bartwatch. I'm glad you were not transferring. Senator Bryce, go ahead.
Okay, my blood pressure spiked twice this meeting, so thank you guys for that. That was a great April Fool's joke. In all seriousness, Anatomy Fashion Show will be taking place next Friday at 6 p.m. in the Davidson Auditorium over there. My fraternity is playing it. If you guys are interested in modeling, please reach out to me. We definitely need more models. This all goes towards our philanthropy, which is for Children's Miracle Network and our local hospital's renown. So all money proceeds that we raise for this event will go directly back to them. This is for supplies, support items, things like that. If you have any questions about the event, let me know. But yeah.
Any other comments and announcements? Senator Castro, go ahead.
This is just your another reminder that the Diversity Center will be held this April, 16th up here in Deer Valley. Please attend, it's free, and also if you register prior and you sign up, there are a lot of grants and scholarships that are coming your way from our students. And next week, I'll tell you whether or not you can DS the test or not. Either way, you should attend the workers.
Any other Senator reports? Comments and announcements. Any comments and announcements? Senator Bartwatch, go ahead.
Piggybacking off of Senator Barris, if you're not modeling, you should at least pull up. It's very possible you'll see me modeling. So, not an April Fool's joke, for the record. So, yeah, pull up.
Lovely. Any other comments and announcements? Hold on one sec. We're not in public comment yet. Any other comments and announcements? Going once, going twice? Alrighty. Okay. No, I see you, Senator Bolander. Go ahead.
If any of you guys are finding yourselves bored towards the end of the semester, I know the Greek Life Committee, there's going to be a lot of philanthropy events going on and a lot of work to talk about. I know this upcoming Easter Sunday, actually, Kappa Alpha is running a 5K, and I'm personally going to be running that. My fraternity, ATO, we're doing a rail jam in front of our house, so we're going to be connecting with the High Five Association, and they help high-level women athletes adjust to suffered injuries, and so we give them accommodations like prosthetics and necessary tools to help them get back into the sport that they're doing. We're going to be selling food and whatnot, and then there's a few stories we're going to be having percentage nights, and another Cap Alpha Theta this Friday is having a quesadilla event Saturday.
The other comments and announcements at this time. Okay, Senator Kitsch, then Senator Castro.
Yeah, please do the floor by 17's chat. It's for my class and for a very large part of my grade. Thank you.
Senator Castro and Senator Bartwatch. Go ahead.
So we're going to be connected with a bunch of different local ski resorts and stuff for your joint, and they donate rails. So last year it was more snow
Senator Porter Washington, Senator Calderon.
Just wanted to put it out there. Last night, my intramural volleyball team, the ATO, two sets to none. yeah, Senator Boulander talking for money.
Senator Calderon, then Senator McAndrews.
The spirit of philanthropy, if anybody wants to see 48 men go bald, I am not shaving my head this year because I'm not prepared for inauguration, but 48 guys are shaving their head. We have raised $16,000 right now. We're on track to raise $37,000 the past year. We've raised $16,000. So if you want to go see guys, 48 men go bald, 767 Nevada Street, we'll run that too.
Calderon, Sir McAndrews.
Okay, shifting gears from baldness, okay? I wanted to share exciting news that I learned, and it basically kind of started from ASUN. I never thought I would be interested in, like, politics, policy, any of that. It kind of gave me, like, the it, and now I'm kind of, like, not it. so I want to thank you guys. I found out that I got an internship in D.C. this summer. So I'm going to be working in Mark Gamaday's office, and hopefully I get a full-time gig after that. So, yeah.
Nice. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I wish you the best in D.C. Any other comments and announcements? Alright, seeing none, moving on to agenda item 21, public comment. I see you. Yeah.
Hello, my name is Greg Hoffman. I'm a student at UNR in the School of Social Work. And to promote our event next Thursday, my practice is at the Nevada Housing Justice Alliance. We're doing another student mentors workshop next Thursday in JSU room 372 at 5 o'clock. Thank you for coming to our last event. Hopefully we can have as many people at this one next Thursday. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Alrighty, don't back up yet. Moving on to agenda item 22, adjournment. I adjourn the 93rd Senate session of the Associated Students here on April 1st, 2026 at 6:28 p.m. In the Reading Line at Senate Chambers and via Zoom. Good night, everybody. Out before 6:30.
Thank God.
Yeah,